At Heartland Healthcare Center, the stories are about the people. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. Heartland Healthcare Center in Ann Arbor offers complex medical care, intensive rehabilitation, and skilled nursing. It truly is your road to recovery. My guest, Richard Pierce, knows that road well. He joins me today to share his Heartland story, along with David Liebreck, Business Development Specialist at Heartland. Richard, you've been on quite a journey, one that you first thought was impossible. What led up to you being hospitalized?
Well, it started out in February. I had a bad oxygen level, and I was going in and out at home, and my stepdaughter drove me to the hospital. I started out at the University of Michigan on February the 9th, and I have been in and out of the hospitals and recovery homes ever since then. I didn't get out until May the 3rd. And Heartland, I was working there, but I got a funny story to tell you there. My wife passed away in January, and her name was Cindy. And one of my good friends passed away in February, and his name was Woody. And I ended up with two physical therapists at Heartland. The girl's name was Cindy, and the gentleman's name was Woody. And it just was, what a fantastic thing to have done. They were fantastic with me, never gave up on me. And the doctor there said that he doubted if I'd ever walk again. But he said I was an inspiration. And he come in on, when I was being discharged, he come in on his day off just to say goodbye to me. And had fantastic service there. I went in there on March the 12th, which was my birthday, and I was being transferred from the hospital to Heartland, and as I passed the nurse's station, I told the girls, hey, today's my birthday. So they all sang happy birthday to me while I was being wheeled down the hallway to my room. It was a pleasant stay in a place that you don't want to be, and the food was good. It wasn't normal hospital
<helped.
laughs> food.
Heartland truly helped Richard gain his life again. Dedicated, skilled, and caring staff. David, this scenario plays out every day as patients seek out Heartland for their recovery.
I just wanted to say thank you to Richard, because the reality is these stories need to be shared, and especially in the environment that we're in right now with the world the way it is. I think there's a lot of negativity and a lot of pessimistic things going around, and so to hear Richard come to us in really dire straits, and you know, he said it best. I mean, he could barely sit up in bed, let alone when the people evaluated, or our staff evaluated, you know, they were not optimistic about walking again. And so to see him be able to leave with his son after losing tons of weight, being healthier, and regaining a lot of mobility that he did not have, is just it's humbling and it's inspiring. And I just wanted to say a moment to say thank you to Richard for being willing to share this story. But Lucianne, you're right. I mean, last year alone, hundreds of patients came from both hospital systems, kind of local here. So from U of M, Michigan Medicine, and from St. Joe's Hospital. And, you know, I feel like all of our folks work very hard day in and day out to provide exceptional care and really are true servant leaders. And to Richard's point, it's not really the last place you want to be. You know, it's not home, and we understand that. But the reality is it's a necessary step to get people back strengthened and feeling confident and getting them back to the life that they were living. And so I just feel very fortunate to be a very small piece of the puzzle and be here today. So thank you, Richard, for sharing that.
Richard, physical and occupational therapy are hard work. What was it about Cindy and Woody that motivated you to do so well?
They inspired me to do everything. Here, this is what we got to do today. And I would say, well, I don't feel good enough to do that. They left it up to me, but they said, I am the only one that could do what needed to be done, because they could tell me what to do. And they just stayed with me.
We're talking with Richard Pierce, who, after having a harrowing medical journey, wound up at Heartland for his rehabilitation. And also on our line is David Liebrecht, a business development specialist at Heartland. David, when a patient is determining the next step after a hospitalization, what should they consider when determining where to go for further care?
Well, I think the first step is just acknowledging that home might not be the best fit right away. I think right now everyone wants to, you know, I know with everything going on, everyone wants to jump to the conclusion of going home is the safest place. The consideration should be, can I take care of myself when I get home? And if I can't, and I'm a burden on my family, is it worth skipping skilled nursing and rehab, our step to strengthen you and get you back home? So I think that's the first thing. The other things I would recommend considering are, if your spouse is no longer around, you know, Richard had said, hey, my wife had passed away, who was going to take care of him when he got home? And the answer was, it probably wasn't going to go well. And then, unfortunately, people are going to rehospitalize, right? They're going to try to go home, and they're going to end up right back at the hospital. So I think some things to consider are the experience of the folks you're working with. What I mean by that is, at Heartland, especially in Ann Arbor, we have over 25 years in the market, in the community. We know the community. I'm out in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, Saline, all the time. And I can't tell you how many people have stopped me because they see my Heartland badge and they say, thank you so much. You took care of my mom. You took care of my sister. You took care of my husband. So I think experience matters, especially when it comes to strengthening people. You don't want to, your first rodeo with this should not be a place that's been open for 24 months. I'd recommend people that have been doing it for decades. When you look at experience, it also kind of trickles down to our staff. Our staff is very, very tenured. Our administrator, who's out right now on maternity leave, has been with us 11 years. Our therapist, Cindy, has been doing this longer than I've been alive. I won't tell you how old I am. Experience of the building, experience of the staff. And I think that the secondary piece, you know, we talk so much about the therapy portion because that's a huge, huge factor. But also clinically, I mean, not to go into Richard's medical history, but a lot came with his experience. I mean, he had a lot of medical challenges we had to work around. I would ask people, if you're looking for skilled nursing and rehab, what are we going to do for you clinically? Are we going to be able to accommodate your needs? Because I can tell you, when I look in the marketplace, many people offer physical and occupational therapy. Not everybody can clinically handle everybody that we see. And so I would challenge people to look into both. And then lastly, I tell people all the time, talk to your neighbors, talk to your community, the community, whether you go to church or some of the folks that you respect or that you know in your neighborhood, or online reviews. Those people will give you great insight into the quality of care that we provide on a daily basis.
Richard, you have been through a lot of loss in a very short time, coupled with what happened to you medically. And I'm so happy that there is hope and that people were able to help you at Heartland regain your life. And we wish you the best in health in the future years as well. This is why patients choose Heartland. Our thanks to Richard Pierce, a Heartland rehab grad, and David Liebrecht, the business development specialist at Heartland. Located next door to St. Joseph Mercy Hospital on East Huron River Drive in Ann Arbor, and just 4 miles from the University of Michigan, Heartland Healthcare Center, Ann Arbor. The right path for your road to recovery. Visit heartlandnursing.com/Ann Arbor. That's Heartland, H-E-A-R-T-L-A-N-D, heartlandnursing.com/Ann Arbor. Heartland, your road to recovery.